This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
New York Giants had an opportunity to be tied for first in the NFC East with a win last night that they seem to have salted away with a great drive after a goal line stop. They choked away the lead, and now we are sitting here with a 1-6 football team and an 0-6 football team, 1-12 combined records for the Jets and Giants. Jerry Recco is here to give you all the details from last night if you feel like reliving it. Good morning, Jerry.
Well, good morning. We are brought to you by Tushy, the modern bidet. So Thursday night football last night at the Link. And boy, you're not wrong. I have a couple of different things I'm going to play here. But since you just mentioned it, one of the biggest plays would be this pass play. It was Hightower, right? That was the 60-yarder, I guess it was. It was right after the Giants did really well. I'm pulling it up here. Here's how it sounded on the fan with Bob Popper.
Wentz back to throw. Heaves a rainbow down the right sideline, and it's caught by Hightower. Gets away from Lewis and gets tackled at the 13-yard line by Ebner.
Yeah, so much momentum the Giants had, and that play killed it. And the next thing you know, here we were in the final minute of the game as Philly was about to take the lead.
Wentz takes the snap. Back in the pocket, steps up, throws it right sideline. Caught by Boston. Did he get his feet in? Yes, touchdown!
That was some catch.
With 38 seconds to go, Boston.
You know what that was, Boomer? Just like, I know the pass play to Evan Engram wasn't perfect.
Yeah.
But he had a chance to make a winning play. That was a winning play.
And he made
right
it,
there.
Yeah. I mean, it was actually that throw was great. It was right over Jabril Prepper's head, and it was right
the
there.
Hell of a catch.
I mean, it was a great catch. And that's a running back, by the way.
Yeah. Who was outstanding.
Yeah, he was. He did a lot of heavy lifting last night.
Made it 22-21. The Eagles don't get the two-point conversion. Giants had a chance. They had 40 seconds to go, but they wound up doing nothing. Couple of plays, and then Daniel Jones sacked, fumbled, game over. Eagles get to 2-4-1. Here was Joe Judge. No surprises here.
We expect this to be a tough game, a physical game, a 60-minute game. That's exactly what we got.
Now, we've talked about the Engram pass play drop, whatever you want to call it. What did Judge see?
Saw an incomplete pass. I have to look at the tape, see if there's something technique-wise we can correct and clean up.
Got to look at the film. Here's Engram on the play.
Got the look we wanted, third down. Got man look. One on the inside fade. DJ threw a great ball, just didn't finish the play.
Now, also not finishing, you can make the case, was the Giant defense. They had an 11-point lead with just over 6 minutes to go. They didn't finish. Very frustrating for Blake Martinez.
Oh, 100%. I think every single competitor wants to be in that situation to be able to go out there and win the game and make those plays that mean the most.
Now, also not finishing was Daniel Jones on this run, so much so that Bob Papa had trouble finishing the call.
Hand off. Nope, Jones is going to keep it. Jones is going to run it. Jones across midfield. It's a foot race. Can he go all the way? Daniel Jones to the 20, and he stumbles, and he falls down at the 10.
Now, there's a much longer version of that call, which I'd be happy to play for you maybe next hour if you'd like, because Carl Banks almost mocks him.
Well, everybody was
teammates.
Laughing.
Yeah,
everybody was laughing. Twitter went exploded. You know, everybody was just basically, they could not believe what they saw.
But as you guys point out, they scored. It's whatever. It doesn't really matter. But so someone had to ask him about the play, right?
Yep.
Who do you think did it? Bruce Beck here.
Daniel, what happened at the end of the run where you went 80 yards?
I don't know. I just tried to run faster than I was running and got caught up. So
Yeah, I felt bad for him because you could see he had his face just planted in the grass like he didn't want to get up. But they did go on to score, so be it. Here was Carson Wentz. What did this win mean for your club?
It does a lot for us. It does a lot for our confidence, the way we've really fought to come back in the last couple of ball games to actually do it and pull out a win. It's huge for our confidence, and we know it's a divisional game, so it's huge for the NFC East as well.
No doubt. They go to 2-4-1. Giants now 1-6. Next up for the Giants, it gets easy. They have the Bucks on Monday Night Football, November 2nd. Eagles, Cowboys, Sunday Night Football on November
1st. By the way, did you see that they moved the Buck?
Yes,
and Vegas game out of the window of Sunday night and moved to 4 o'clock. And the reason
just
they did
win,
that,
baby.
So you have the Seattle Seahawks and the Cardinals moved to Sunday night. The reason they did that is because the NFL does not want to have to cancel a Sunday night game.
Right. I said to Al, we do a warm up show between 5 and 6 Monday through Friday.
Is that here? Saying,
we do. Yeah.
All right.
I was saying to him before, forget Sunday at 4. Let's play this game either 5 o'clock on Monday and let's do the double dip again.
Oh, I love that.
Or
yes.
Have some Tuesday night football. Give them some time.
Yeah, both of those scenarios I love. I actually think I like the Monday at 5 o'clock one the best.
Sure.
That was the greatest. Knowing there was another game after that, too, that was great. But I'll take either one. And I hope the NFL really considers 2 Monday night games going forward. I wouldn't have an issue with that as long as they don't start the other one at 11 p.m. They start it at 5 p.m.
Someone had said on Twitter, was it Evan
someone
Roberts?
Someone had said on Twitter?
Yeah, but one of the guys here at the station, someone wrote.
I'm a loser.
It's like 250 million lunatics
on Twitter. No. I was going to tell you who it was.
All right.
It was either Evan or JJ. It was one of those two. I forget who. I thought they made a great point. Scrap Thursday night football, and let's have a Monday night doubleheader every week. The players would love it, I think, right? I mean,
yeah.
They don't want to play that Thursday night game. And the only Thursday game you have is Thanksgiving.
You know what you also could do? I guess you want to have a premier game on a Monday night. But you could always have the late game being a West Coast game like they do in week one. I mean, I guess you could do that, right?
Sure. Yeah. And you don't have to start at 5. Start at 6:30 and 9:30.
Yeah, I would sign for that right away. And Thursday night football is tough. I mean, obviously, last night for us, we're watching it, but it's normally not a great matchup.
Well, Thursday night, the reason we want Thursday night is because Thursday night is a very important prime time viewing night when it comes to ad revenue and things of that nature.
Yeah, they're not going to lose Thursday night. I could see them adding the Monday night game, but not at the expense of the Thursday night game. It's too much money there.
Do you remember when NBC, wasn't it NBC that had all the Seinfeld and everything on?
Yeah, Must-see TV.
Right, must-see TV. Yeah. And they owned Thursday night for all those years.
Didn't that start with Cheers?
I think it was Cheers. I remember the lineup of all the programs, but they used to own that real estate in television. And that was a very, very lucrative piece of real estate. And that's one of the reasons why I think you have Thursday night football now, because it's a very lucrative point, part for the advertisers.
Well, you mentioned Bucks Raiders. That also means Brady and Gruden again. And just like we did this a couple of weeks ago when the Raiders played the Patriots and Belichick had to answer the question, they had Brady asked about the Tuck game going all the way back to New England and Oakland and that stuff. Here was Brady's reaction. Creepy.
That's, I've only been around him a few times, not too often, but it gets brought up every time that we're around one another. And I could see why he hasn't gotten over it. One of my ex-teammates, Charles Woodson, we've been together probably more than that, and he and I have hashed it out.
Yeah, but he is not with Gruden, apparently. As we have heard from Gruden, it still burns him to this day. Jets-Bills on Sunday does look like, not official, but it does look like Sam Darnold will be able to play. Sam Ficken, however, well, that's another story because he tweaked his groin. Here's Adam Gase.
I don't know. I guess Sam's groin just tightened up on him. We're taking it day to day. We'll see where he is tomorrow.
You have the kid on the practice squad, so does that become a realistic possibility?
Yeah, unless you want to do it.
No, Rich Cimini actually accepted, so he will be suiting up on Sunday for the Jets.
I would love to see that. Oh, my God, would I love to see that. That'd be the greatest thing in the world.
Yes.
So there you have it. So they have kicking issues as they have other issues, as we know. They're a mess. Speaking of a mess, this is disturbing, and I forgot about this story. Former 49er Dana Stubblefield was sentenced to 15 years to life in prison for raping a woman with a developmental disability. Ugh, I totally forgot about that story, so he's going away for a very long time. Game 3 of the World Series tonight, Dodgers Rays from Arlington. You've got Walker Buehler and Charlie Morton. And then how about this? Clint Frazier is up for a gold glove. How about that?
Yeah. Well,
one with Gio Urshela.
Yeah, Urshela, I can understand. Frazier, I mean, that's shocking to me, but good for him. I mean, the kid needs a little confidence out there in the defensive end, so we will see. But, I mean, I was totally blown away. I never would have crossed my mind that Clint Frazier would have been nominated for Gold Glove. But
understood.
Whatever.
Understood. November 18th will be the NBA draft. It will be just like the NFL. It's going to be all virtual. The difference here is you're not going to have Adam Silver in his basement. He's going to be at ESPN in the studios there. That's where they're going to do the draft. So it'll be a virtual event like the NFL one was, and I guess baseball was too. And the NHL is still planning on opening their season right around January 1st. I do know this, though. The Winter Classic, gone. It was supposed to be in Minnesota. The Wild were playing somebody. That's not happening. And the All-Star festivities are not going to happen either. They're postponing both. But, again, they are still hoping. I think there's a big meeting within the league today to hash out some details. But they are still hoping right around January 1st to start the new season. Mm. And there you go.
All right. Very good, Jerry. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.